asleep, it had been formulated in terms of Hashem. So if not for the three lavim, I wouldn't know that it's an Yisrael. But now that we have three lavim, and the three lavim are all formulated in terms of Bishul, why to tell us that Bishul is only Yosef when it's a Zerah Hachile? So now the net result of all that is that the love of that the love that it's an Yisrael, since it's an Yisrael. So even though the Torah doesn't employ the form of Yechal Zecha, but the net result of this Yalfuse is that it's an Yisrael. So maybe the Yisrael is also to be treated as a derivative, as a derivative of the Yisrael. So since it's a derivative of Yisrael, so maybe we say Yisrael Yisrael, and we cannot say Yisrael, because first the Yisrael has to take effect. Then we'll have the Yisrael Noe. And since we got the Yisrael, we say there is a lot of Yisrael Yisrael, so there is no Yisrael Noe either. So it's not Yisrael Yisrael. All right, this was it here. Now, yesterday I mentioned about keeping this law in and coming to the New Year. Now, I want to mention again, because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I'll be forced to embarrass. Anyone who does not come to the New Year and who doesn't explain to me should not come into a Shia, to any Shia, because I'll tell you to leave it. And I'll be forced to embarrass me. So it's the second warning. The second warning that I'm giving you, and something else that I would like to mention. I don't want any pap to be taken to this medrash, and I don't want any awareness of drinking the pap outside the this medrash on the chair. I don't want that. And no paps, no food can be brought into any of the classrooms and to enter into this medrash. Baruch Hashem, we have here a dining room, and if you have to drink, you go into the dining room and you drink. And you cannot drink in the medrash or the classroom, or even by drinking it on a chair near the door of the medrash. These aromas will not be tolerated.
That's the way. Even the Chol Mecholov, because it was mentioned that Mecholov does not come with the Isa of Gosim Cholov, because Mecholov is a din of Mayim, it's not Cholov. So Yesh Mishayim here, in other words, the Rosh says that Mecholov does not have reference to way. Even the Chol Mecholov, and way in the Siyuv Dechal, the way is also not Teira to be Mevashir with Gosim. Elo mei cholov, acha sheis magvino, mibashli man isyuve. So when you take the whey and you boil it, so then the voichel tzof mu mailo, v'linisha bei, so then whatever remains after that, so elo mayim ba'alme, zehu amikho mei cholov. All right. Cholov hanim tzo bikeim. Eine cholov, umuta libashel beiposo, afilu bitzolul shabot. V'yesh mishayiz. We saw last time that there are three shittas: Rashi, the Rif, Rashi, and Rav Natan. So the Rif is the biggest maker. So he says that cholov hanimtza b'keivo, even if it's completely liquid, solid, so it does not have a din of cholov. And then Rashi is the biggest machmir, that he says even if it's korosh, so it has a din of cholov. And then Rav Natan is in between. Rambam shita is if it's olur, so it has a din of cholov. If it's kosh, if it's coagulated, so it does not have a din of cholov. So they have three shitas, but the mechaber mentions only two shitas. So cholov hanimtza b'keivo ein cholov umutar libashel b'posor afilu b'tzolul shabo. That's the rif shita, the kulin. And then v'yesh mishayiseya, that's Rav Natan by tzolul shabo, but not by kosh shabo. So in other words, he only mentions two days. He doesn't mention Rashi Shite, that even Korosh has a din of Cholov. Now, Cholov Hanimtza B'Keiv, Shenim La B'Kevosso, so the Ramo says, in the Agoe, Lechatchil Ein La'anichi B'Keivo, Ad She'itztanen HaCholov B'Sei Chakim. So Lechatchil, we shouldn't let the Cholov stay in the cave. Why? Because it is very hard. Aval b'deved ein lochush, but b'deved there is no chash, because in order to answer it, so one of two things: either al di muliach harik v'seach, or al di kovush 24 hours. But if you don't even not muliach it, and you just let it stay for less than 24 hours, then the evidence cannot become osa. But on account of the fact that it's very harif, it's very strong, so you shouldn't let it stay in the cave at all, even less than 24 hours. So cholov animtza b'keivo, shenim lar b'kivoso, so then the boso, so that cholov was belaya of that lining of the cave, the boso, so it becomes also his boso b'cholo. Or yishomad b'yimechot, so through kovu shari kibushu, it absorbed particles from the lining of the cave, which is boso, so the mele also lehamid bay. So what is the boso lehamid bay? Now, so it's you see that it's possible to be maimid in the cholov hanimtza b'keivo too. In the cholov hanimtza b'keivo too. So if it is korush, so then it's certainly possible to be maimid it. But even if it's solu, so it's still possible to be maimid. But if it is solu, why is it different than any other milk? How can you be curdled milk with milk? So the answer is because the cholov akevo. So the shach says in sif chavov hatam ifureshem shecholov akevo chari vechomutz shari mamidim bei. So that's called hamode bekevo itself. Now the Gemara in Chum speaks of hamode in the kevo itself. What does it mean, the kevo itself? That means the milk that coagulated, and hamode in ira kevo, the lining of the cable. Now today we are my meat, we make cheese with rennet. Rennet, that's the ira cable, that's the lining. But it's possible to be my meat, cheese, even in the cable itself, which is nothing but milk. But it's milk that stayed in the cable. So then it can curdle cheese. So if the cholov was nimtza b'keivo, the cholov was nimtza b'keivo for 24 hours, or it was nimlar b'kivoso, so then it's also to be maimit even with the cholov. We're not talking about lining. Why? Because it absorbed the particles from the lining. So in effect, this cholov is an entity of basa b'cholov. Now it's an entity of basa b'cholov. So cholov animtza b'keivo, so also lahamid. V'imehemid bei. And suppose he was maimit kvino with that cholov. Im hu atzoril oisir kolagvinis. Because we passed like Havnetam that cholov animtza b'keivo, if it is solo, so it has a din of cholov. Now and this was nimlach b'kivoso, so b'meile it is cholov that absorb boso, so it's a heftzel boso b'cholov. So any cheese that was curdled through it, so is osa. Achihei samer b'cholov shehemid neged hakevo asur. What is kevo? Kevo means kevo is not boso. We're not talking here of the lining. We are talking of the milk. So that absorbed particles from the lining. So achihei samer b'cholov. Now here, so the Shach asks a very strong kasha against this Ramor. Now Rishonim say, when you pass like that, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ran, they say it, and we pass like that if, let's say, kosher in it, curdled cheese, so the cheese is muta, kosher in it. In other words, as long as there was enough milk to have shishi neged this lining of the cable, this rennet. So why don't we say dovar amayim dafil belof the bottle? So the Ramban says that it's not shayach to say dovar amayim dafil belof the bottle ligabi bosa becholov, because the rennet, the boso is heter, and the cholov is also heter. Only if the two combine in to such an extent of giving the tam one and the other, then it becomes a chetzer basa b'cholov. But here, if there is shishim, so it didn't combine to an extent of one giving tam and the other. But it's not shayach to say dovar amayim, because the manet
is the Dover Heta. If the Renet is Nivela Renet, so then it's a Dover Isaiah, so it's already Osea, so Mele Achille Bell of the bottle. But here, it's Kosher Renet, so it's not Osea, but it should Aseret Mitzat Mosa Becholov. So it's not Chayach, it can only Aseret to become Mosa Becholov if it gives it time. Alright, so that's a Dover Poshut. Even though there is a Shnitz of Shame to the contrary, but it seems very, very reasonable, and that's the way you pass it. So that's alright if you take kosher rennet, a rennet from a behemo shchuto, and the lining of a cable of a behemo shchuto, and you put it in milk, and you make cheese. So then we say, as long as there is shishim in the milk, neged this lining of the cable shchuto, so it's muta. But here we are dealing with milk, hanimtza b'keivo. The keivo itself, ni milk, hanimtza b'keivo. And it was nimlar b'kevoso. Or it was kogush. So it absorbed particles of boso. So it's a hefzer of boso b'cholo. So here we are not mimited with boso. Here we are mimited the cheese with boso b'cholo. Boso b'cholo, that's like the vele. So why did it, so even if there is shishim, it should be also. I mean that. So the shach is the kash. The shach is the kash. Oh, lechir kosher, the second line. Taf kuf tzadik reis. The second line in the shach. Lechir kosher from the top. Amai sagi b'samech ho acholov shevikei v'osea mi'atzmi shenasas nivele v'chana ma'amrinu l'kamon ריסים הם כופה עליהם, די דין חתיך הורוי על ישחבית, אלו הם ניסו המחמסה עצמו, כי נראה לו בוסה בחולו, ואם כן, כאן, כיוון שהוא דובר המיימים, אף הוא לא לבוא אותו, וכי כוסו לעמוד לך, היא פייריק, כל הבוסו, הוא תשובס מנה, סימן יתחס, תשובס הרב רב שימשן, במייסה, בשימשן מן אברום, במייסה שעושו גביניס, מחולוב שבקיבו, ונמצא, לאחר זמן בשיחסק שבכל אובויו בבעת מן הדקים שהגיליס הסוריס כאילו שהוא יסמי מן הניסנטר סובב שהטויר כוסף גם כמו שכוסף הרב יש למה so why does he ask the kashe only against the Ramo he should ask against the tour that because the tour said at the end of Sinem Pizayin, he went over it. So he says, Cholov hanimtza b'keiv, v'idaz ha-valv v'sine cholov v'yukol v'ashol b'bosor afu v'tzol shem. V'chim kosev ha-ramba, v'irash ha-osre, v'chotz ha-afshu cholov gomo, afilu ha-kor shem, kol shem ha-tzol, v'rab netam ha-chilik, ha-kor shem bo'yine cholov ha-tzol lo cholov, v'fich ochim olach ha-keivo b'chel bo, b'chlo bo, nesa, v'shim bosor b'cholov, v'moliach ch'ri seyach, v'chein imamad m'meachol v'kom shem b'ushu, so in other words, so he became a hefzer bosa b'cholov. Then the tour concludes, v'im hemid bo gvineis, im yesh bo gvineis in tam asur, it's l'rashi. So he could ask the same kashe against the tour. So he says, no, against the tour there is no kashe, because there is shittes rishaynin, that even nevela renet, if there is shishim, so it's also muta. In other words, they do not agree of this aloche, the dovar ha-maymid, afil bel of the book. So he says, we passed that if he was my mid with the veil and then it's also even the rishishi the after the talk was of gamki which was rab yes no that was really the dobra mami which also but we saw it we had us from the time the same time she so we don't but we, so maybe the two agrees with rab and but the rabo so we is the mechaber and the rabo they both pass that if it's the veil and so it's so then I feel a belly bottle so how does he say here it's also like the veil and it's possible cholop and it not boso renet, but boso becholov renet. It already absorbed particles of boso, this cholov shebekei. Abo, yuchtubai, v'yesh, oh, good. So, v'af chatu boso kam kik mishkos v'rav, yesh matos v'yel yidov ramayim, yishos obot v'yisamat 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 but against Ramo it's a kashi. So he says the shach, v'yesh leima, v'idavke dover ha-maymit, she'oseh ma'atzmi mamish, k'gein v'yile, amrinu v'ribot, מה שאין כי נוח ישן המים מדוס המעצמי אלו משום תערו בסבוס הבחולות הוא ייקח בוטל שם now so like this if we didn't learn בוס הבחולות תערו בס before so I would have to spend a lot of time in explaining the chach but after learning תערו בס so I mentioned several times in תערו בס that the Reb Chaim
I mean, so the way Reb Chaim explains the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid in connection with Efshal Yisich Diyoseh. So according to the Rambam, the Pshat in Efshal Yisich Diyoseh, what does it mean Efshal Yisich Diyoseh? Efshal Yisich Diyoseh means if it tipas cholov, fell on ichticha of boso, to such an extent that it gave itam cholov in the boso. Then you took that ichticha's boso and you cooked it with other chatichas. And the bulk of the cholov that was originally absorbed by this chatiche was distributed among many chatiches. So at the end, there is a minimum of cholov remaining in that chatiche, less than is necessary to give it up. So if we say Efshal Yisichte is muter, so then it's muter. But we pass Efshal Yisichte is osea, so we say that chatiche remains osea, even though the bulk of the milk was squeezed out, was nischat from that chatiche, and it doesn't give a tam cholov in that chatiche, because once that milk gave a tam cholov in the boso for one moment, so it became an entity of boso cholov. So it remains osea even after the bulk, even though later on the bulk of the milk was squeezed out. So according to the Rambam, it means that the halacha of boso cholov implies that the boso that was heter originally by itself and the cholov was heter by itself, but the moment the two combined, so then to the extent of one giving it time in the other, so then the cholov ingredient itself became a heftzer visa and the boso ingredient. In other words, if cholov and boso, two ingredients which by themselves are at the very outset are heter, but if they combine to form an entity of boso and cholov for one moment, then each ingredient, each raw material, becomes a heftzer visa. So in other words, once one gives a tam in the other, so the cholov by itself is a heftzer visa, and the boso by itself is a heftzer visa. That's the shite, that's the reason as to why this chatiche, after the bulk of the milk is squeezed out, remains osa. But it was squeezed out. The answer is, the moment the cholov gave it tam, cholov the boso, so the boso ingredient became a heftzer of boso cholov visa. Alright, that's the shite zaram. The shite zaram is that the Torah asked only the synthesis, the combination of boso and cholov. The Torah did not ask that the cholov by itself and the boso by itself. So then you ask, if the Torah only asked the combination, the synthesis of the boso and the cholov, so the moment you squeeze out the bulk of the cholov, there is no synthesis. The answer is, so it remains osea as a remnant of itself. It remains a remnant of itself. So in other words, so that's the shita's right. So this is what the Shach is saying. Yesh leima. V'yesh leima, didavke dobar ha-maymi sh'osa ma'atzmi mamesh. Kivyeni vele, amrinum v'libotu. Ma she'inkin hochem, she'in ha-maymi do'osa ma'atzmi, elu mishim ta'ruvez, bosa b'cholov, u'likav botel sham. In other words, like the Raivachi. He doesn't say Rambam Raivet. But this is, in other words, he says that the Ramo holds, and the Torah holds, I mean, in the Torah you could say a different teretz, but we don't have to say that the Torah passes like Amitam, after all, Amitam is only Yochim. So he says it in the Torah too. So in other words, the Torah holds that there is a difference between, let's say, Nevela Renet and Cholov HaKevo that absorb particles of the lining in it. Because the Torah holds that the essence of Basar Cholov consists in the synthesis. And even after the Cholov gave it tam Cholov in the Basar gave it tam Basar in the Cholov, like in this case, let's say. So it's not that the Cholov ingredient and the Basar ingredient became by themselves Heftzer Visa. No, the Heftzer Visa consists of the synthesis. Now, but you'll still ask, but here, so Bishlein in the case where you squeeze out the bulk of the milk, so then the Raivet Shita is that once you squeeze out the bulk of the milk from that chatiche, the tam boso cannot asar on the other chatiches. This is how Reb Chaim explains the Raivet. But in this case, it wasn't squeezed out. The cholov in the cave will absorb particles of the lining to an extent that the particles of the lining gave it tam boso in that cholov. So, and it wasn't squeezed out, it wasn't mischet. So we have the synthesis existing too. And then, so what was my meat?
that this milk, this cholov akeva, that has in it particles of lining, and that gave it time of basar in that milk. So we have the synthesis too. The answer is, now, why, how is it that you can curdle cheese with the cholov akeva? So he says, that the Shach says, in Sifchavov, she'cholov akeva chari v'chomutz, sharim aminim. And because of that, so if it is kosh, so it's very easy to curdle cheese with that. But even if it is solo, it is sometimes possible to curdle cheese with it because of the sharpness of this cholov akeva. You couldn't, ordinary milk, not cholov akeva, could not be used as a stabilizer, as a curdler. Only the cholov akeva, because of its chrifes and its chimutz, because it's acidic, sharp, and so on. So in other words, what curdles the cheese? The unique quality of the cholov akeva. Not so the cheese is curdled because of the unique quality, because of the chibutz and the chrifes of the cholov akeva, not because of the particles of lining that are absorbed by the cholov akeva. So as far as curdling the cheese is concerned, so the particles of the lining that are absorbed in the cholov akeva play no role. They play no role. So in other words, what affects the curdling of the cheese? The sharpness and the acid quality of the cholov akeva. So that means, so mainly, even though there is a synthesis of cholov and basar in the cholov akeva. They absorbed particles of lining, but it plays no role in curdling the cheese. So what curdles the cheese? Just the cholov akeva. And even if it hadn't absorbed the particles of lining, it would have done the same job. So mimele, we cannot say that in view of the fact that dovar ha-maimed afilo be'elef lebotim, and here the cholov akeva itself is osea. The answer is, if let's say the cheese would be curdled as a result of the synthesis of the cholov akeva and the particles of the lining, but it plays no role in curdling the cheese. It's only the cholov akeva. So according to the Rambam, the cholov akeva itself is a chepze of basar cholov. There's the pshat nefshar sikhti oser. Then the two wouldn't say. The Rambam wouldn't agree with this halacha of the two, with this halacha of the Rambam. But according to the Raivet, that the cholov itself is not a chepze of iser. It's the synthesis, the combination of the cholov and the particles of the lining together. But so the particles of the lining, they are combined with the cholov, but they don't curdle the cheese. Only one ingredient of this entity of basar cholov curdles the cheese. The other ingredient, even though it exists in the form of a synthesis in the cholov akeva, it plays no role in the curdling of the cheese. So in mele, we cannot apply the aloche of dovar ha-maimed afilo be'elef lebotim. Mashein ki according to the Rambam shiteh, that once the basar gives it tam basar in the cholov, so the cholov ingredient itself becomes the chefetz of iser. So in mele, even though the particles of the lining play no role in the curdling of the cheese, only the cholov ingredient, but the cholov ingredient is a chefetz of basar cholov. But according to the Raivet, we can understand the sheet of the two and Rambam. This is what the Shach means. Then he says in parentheses, "Ve'afilu im neime the basar becholov mamish sheneser al dibisho choshiv kigufi shel iser v'im hemi bo yachakei neisa b'mashu." In other words, if we say like the Rambam, not like the Raif, so he said we still, in other words, because so the first teretz was, the first lashon in the Shach was that this psak of the Tur and the Rambo can accord only with the Shittas Rambam. Now he says in parentheses it can accord with the, can only accord with the Shittas Rambam. Now in parentheses he says no, we can even explain it according to the Shittas Rambam. But according to Shittas Rambam, so then once basar particles give it tam basar in the cholov shebekevo, then the cholov akevo itself becomes an entity of basar cholov. And that curdles the cheese, so we should say, Dovar ha-maimed afilo be'elef lebotim. So he says as follows. When do we say that once the basar gives a tam
a tam boso in the cholov, so the cholov ingredient becomes the entity of boso b'cholov only when it's boso b'cholov with rice. Mashenkin here, so it's not boso b'cholov with rice, because how did it become? Because there are bishlos b'teil. So when does it become an entity of boso b'cholov with rice? Only when the tam of the boso in the cholov is affected through bishl. But in this case, the time of the boson in the cholov akeivo was affected through milich or through kovush. So milich harayit v'seyach, kovush harayit v'bushel. But by boson b'cholov, it's only osam d'rabbonon. Boson b'cholov, it's only osam d'rabbonon. When you sold, let's say, when you sold in cheese and meat together, so it becomes only a chefetz of boson b'cholov d'rabbonon. So ligabe, so the tur and the ramo, so we can say that vis-a-vis Bosom Cholov the Raise, so the Tur and Ramo would agree with the Shiva Rama. But here they are dealing with the Bosom Cholov with Rabbono. Because Bosom Cholov with Raise can only be affected through Bishul Mamish. Here it was affected through Miniche or through Kovush. So vis a vis of the Tur and Ramo don't apply the longness of the Rambam to Bosom Cholov with Rabbono. So the first Loshin the Shach said that they agree with the Shiva Rama. In the parenthesis, he says, no, they could agree vis-a-vis Bosom Cholov the Raise, they could agree with the longness of the Rambam. But vis-a-vis Bosom Cholov the Rabbonon, they apply the longness of the Raise. ואפילו אם נאמן בסם חולב ממש נסר על דיבישו חושב יחוב של ניסע ואם עמיד בהחקים ניסע למשהו מקום כמו החקים בנסר על דיבליכה ויקובוש דיינו מדרבונון סביר לרב ולחושב כגוף של ניסע לעניין שיעשה במיימי בכל שום מי הוא ביסר היתר, כל מומזיין, דמחס, איסה, שאילו יקובוש, חושב כמבוש על איזה, ותתשוט עשרה, ונראה בסביר לרב לא עוקו בזה. So, this is what Ramo is saying. All right. So he says, ואם הוא יסר, so Ramo says, ואם הוא מסמר בכל לא רק למות, ואם הוא יעקב הכחושו, so only Rashi holds, that it is a bit of חלוב, אם יסר את כלום, אפילו הוא יסמר בכל לא נגד הכיבו, because we don't pass him like Rashi. ואם הויו הקיבו צולו מתחילו ונחש, in other words, if we say that Korush does not have a din of cholov, so then the question of only צולו, so then the question of eyes is, what if originally it was צולו, and then it coagulated? So then there is a מחלוקת על זה. So ונחש, יש לו דין צולו, this is what I said at first, ויש מקילו מזה. They say that even if at the very outset it was צולו, but then when it coagulates, so it does not have a din of cholov anymore. V'yesh uvimokim hefset yesh lohokim. Uvimokim hefset yesh lohokim in the case, not in the hefset yesh lohokim, even in the case of tzolo mitchilo v'nikha shachakach. Right. Eir hakevu, lipomi melchi neisei umyapshi neisei, v'nase ki eitz umimali meisei cholov. Is muta the me'acha shenis yabeish have a keitz v'alme ve'in be'lach luchis bosom ve'in lach luchis bosom. In other words, suppose, so of course, if you took an irakivo and you didn't dry it up completely, as long as it has lach luchis, then it has a din of bosom mamish. So then if it is an irakivo of nevele, so I feel well of the bottom. And if it's a Yerakev of Shchuto, so then we must have Shishi. But suppose you treated it and you dried it out completely so that it was divested of all Achluchis, so then it doesn't have Shem Bosol. So the Shem Bosol is Poka. So then, even without, so let's say if it is an Yerakev of Shchuto, so even without Shishi, it's Muter, David. And if it's a Yerakev of Nevelo, so it's also Muter. But only David, but Lechatchila it's also. Even if it's completely. So there's the Shach says, Irakevo, Lipomim, Milchenitz, Vadin Shom Nimaim, Kishim Yapshim Isa Shnasu Keitz. If it's not edible, I mean, and if it was divested of all Achluchas, Umikol Mokim Nire, the Lechatchila Eilasiske. Eilasiske. So you can see from that how the standards of Kashres do not conform to the Shulchan Aruch. So you see, here he talks, the Shach talks of a case where it was disyabish completely, it was dried out completely, it's not edible, and it
it never became adequate later on. So in such a case, so the Yochanan is muta because it doesn't have shen moso, it's not lebarosa, but l'chatchila you're not allowed to do it. And here, so we have Altnach Rabbonim who endorse cheese that are made with non-kosher in it, but they say that at one stage it was nifsel machlas kalef, but then chemically it was treated in such a way that it became edible. So they are moderate on the basis that since at one stage it was nifsel machlas kalef, so the shem eichel was poka, so it's not chizav neil. But on that question, there is a machlekes reshenim on that question. But so the shach asas lechatchile, even if it became yovish keitz ligamre, and it wasn't revived, and it didn't become edible. So then of course the evet is muter, so still yasas lechatchile. And here, so we have echsherim and venet that is nevela venet, but at one stage it was nipsum achlas kalev, and then it was revived. All right. Now. Im hemid gvino, be'eir kevas kshero, yeish bo tam boso rasur, vim lav muteris. So that we see if there is tam boso, so it's also because of boso becholov, not boso becholov midraise, but boso becholov midrabonov, midraise only when it's there bish. Aber amaymi be'eir kevas nevelo yitreifo, be'eir mot meyo, eisa becholov shom. Because Rav Netam Shite, Rabbi Netam Shite, that Dovar HaMaimi, there's no bitter even in the Rishishim. So, I mean, on the contrary, that even by Dovar HaMaimi, so there is bitter in the Rishishim, so that's the Shitas Yochid. We don't pass on it. Mishum, the Dovar also, the Atzme, you Maimi, after the Belafibo. Vidavke Shelo Hoyo Shom Maimi Nachia. Rako also, Abol in Hoyo Shom, Gamke, Maimi Heter, Havese, Vise Gerei, Umuter, Imike Samech Negedos. Alright. So in other words, if there are two ma'amidim, so then, and the iser by itself, so the shach says, nira di davke kishenu iser yochil hamid levate below yaeter holavo cheos. So in other words, so the shach says that when is the ramon matir, if there are two ma'amidim, only if the iser by itself without the heter, so wouldn't be able to curdle the cheese. Let's say sometimes you use rennet and you also use a certain vegetable. So then, as a mimi, so if the rennet by itself couldn't curdle the cheese, but only together with the heter mimi, so then it's muta devet. Mashinke. If you have two ma'amidim, let's say a rennet ma'amid and a vegetable ma'amid, but the rennet ma'amid by itself, even without the vegetable ma'amid, could curdle the cheese, so the shach says then it's awesome. But anyway, even in such a case, so it's only the evet. Also, but l'chatchila, as the only the evet, it's muta when it's evet again, but l'chatchila, it's awesome. All right. Now let's see the task. קוס מתיר את צבא של דיבה חלבים לגיבו פומח מסביש לך מסחיל לך מסחנוי והיצי אחיל את גושן בישל לימה שנעושה מתיר את דרו דרו בישל אבו מדרבון נעושה בחולים עושה בחולים השאל פרק על הבוס עושים מנקוב חיליק על זה ועל מה שקוס מהרמבה ממור הוא סביר לי מסמור אל ההחמיר בענוי ואונו אין לנו דמרישים ואחרים I mentioned that. So in other words, the Mashal Shiti is here, he says, the Rabbos says, Kol Bas Bacholov, Shino Sama Teire, Muta Banoye, So, but the Mashal is Chelik. And the Mashal, in other words, according to the Mashal, so Sariv Becholov is also Banu. According to Mashal. But, they're not masking with the Mashal. Now, see Beis in the Taz. So, if they tell us, Psa Behem O Tehiro, Becholov Behem O Tehiro, Abu Boso Tehiro, Becholov Tmeyo, Ui Boso Tmeyo, Becholov Tehiro, Mutorin Bibishu Vanoi. Mutorim bibishul lamoy. In other words, so that's ligabi bosot mei. That's ligabi bosot mei. But it has no application to bosot nevelo bichol. Because I heard there are some rabbonim in America who try to give a heter
to be mevashel for goyim, you know, bosa nevela with cholov, it has no basis whatsoever. It's against the din. Because this is only shayach ligabi bosot meyo becholov. Bosot meyo, so there is a special zelsakos. Bosot meyo becholov. So there is a special zelsakos. Bosot meyo becholov. That there is no yisar of bosot becholov. So mevela, it's mutat mevashel, it's mutat bahamoy, and so on. Masheikin vele, ochelem becholov. So there is no special pasuk, but the Gemara mentions the din of a nisach halalisa. So even if we are mimayit, so one man doma is mimayit from the din that nivelo or chile. But the Gemara says it, in other words, that we say that it's a special, that we say it's a halalisa, that man doma. But here there is a special zasakosu. So it's the din of a nisach halalisa. And as far as the din of Enisach Halalisa is concerned, so first of all, the Avishayim, who passed, the Rashba passed like that, that here Isar is Halalisa, because it is an Isamisiv. Who is the one who says that it's not an Isamisiv, that's the Rambam in Nikud HaNifloh? So he says that Psach, that Chilev Becholov. So the Rambam says, so then the Iser of Bosor, so we say that it's not an Iser, so it's not an Iser Meis. So in other words, so the Rambam says that the Iser of Chilev is the Iser of Bosor Becholov is not Chal and the Iser of Chilev, because it's not an Iser Meis. Because here the Yisra Noye is a derivative of the Yisra Achille, and the basis of Rabav Leza Locher, of Kol Mokin Shenem Al Yisra Echal Yisra Echal Yisra Achille Atanoi Mashu. That's the Shidas Rambam. But the Rashba is Chilek, and the Rashba holds that just as the Yisra of Hegdesh is Chal, and the Yisra of Chilev, so the Yisra of Bosa Becholov is also Chal, and the Yisra of Chilev, and then the Yisra of Nevel. Why do we have a din of Enisa Halalisea? We have a din of Enisa Halalisea, but by Isa Meisiv, so Isa is Halalisea. And since Bosa Becholov involves Enisa Ranoye, whereas Chilev and Nevele do not involve Enisa Ranoye, so Bosa Becholov is Enisa Meisiv. And Memele, so the Isa of Bosa Becholov, even vis-a-vis Achille, is Chal, and the Isa Chilev and Isa Nevele. So according to the Rashba, so there is malchus if somebody eats, let's say, but nivele, bosa nivele that was nisbashel with cholov. So there is malchus. According to the Rambam, there is no malchus because of the kudin flaw that it's not an isamesi. So in isachalisa, but even according to the Rambam, it's osea. Even according to the Rambam, it's osea. Why is it osea? First of all, the bishul itself is osea. This is how the Rambam passes that you're not allowed to be mivashel. You're not allowed to be mevashel psal nevele becholov, because true in this halalisa vis-a-vis achile, but vis-a-vis bishul, so if there is no isa halalisa, so mevele is chayu malkes. But according to the Rambam, you're not chayu malkes on the achile of psal nevele becholov because of isa halalisa. But since it's based upon the din of Enisach Halalisa, so the Gemara says, "Kevin makes him show Murim." So that means there is no Malkes, but Enisach there is. So in other words, so there is no heter whatsoever of being mevashe psal nevele becholov. And if someone is mevashe psal nevele becholov, so he's either allowed the rice. Mashein came psal beimot boso beimot meyo becholov. Then there is no Yisar of Bishah. So if somebody will be mevashe psal hazir becholov, there is no for going. There is no bishul. He's allowed to be mevashel for Jews too, but the Jews are not allowed to eat it anyway. So what's the purpose of being mevashel? All right. Avu basot teiro b'cholof meyo, or basot meyo b'cholof teiro mutar b'bishul banoi. So he says, so it's mutar b'bishul banoi even in rabbah. There is no isar basot b'cholof because vis-a-vis basot meyo, so it's not based upon isar halisa. Vis-a-vis nivelo chelayim, it's based upon isar halisa. Vis-a-vis Beimot Meyo, it's a special aloche that the Yisrael of Bosa Becholov does not apply to Bosa Beimot Meyo. Alright, we're talking Bishul Anoi. We do a Kosa. אבל בוסו תהירו בחולוף תהירו, הוא נבחר. הוא בוסו חיו, אין לו אלו מדרבון. הוא מוטה בבישו. היקשו בסיוסי. ומין החוטומי, הוא עושה באכילה מדרעייסי, ולא מלו למקצר או לאופיסה בוסו בחולוף לאכיל. ובדרישה, so the question is, because the Torah says, אבל בוסו תהירו, the מחבר doesn't say it, but the Torah says, אבל בוסו תהירו בחולוף תהירו, הוא בוסו חיו, בחולוף, אין לו מדרבון, הוא מוטה בבישו. So I mentioned it at time, it's possible, there are two explanations in the Torah. One explanation in the Torah is that when he says that Eliyom Drabonon modifies only the last expression, the last expression in the Torah. In other words, Psachayo Veiv, Becholov Eliyom Drabonon. Mashein came, Posot Meio, Becholov. So there is no Yisrael Rabbanon altogether, because as far as Achille is concerned, why should the Chachomim enact an Yisrael Rabbanon? It's also Mirayis and Mitzat Bosot Meyo. So when the Torah, so there is one pshat in the Torah, that when the Torah says Eilom Rabbanon, it modifies only the last clause in the Torah. In other words, Psachayo Ve'iv Bechol. Hikshe B'Syosif, Dimenecho Tomei, Hosa B'Achille Mirayis. Vilomalu Le'migzar Olofisa Bosa B'Chol B'Achille. So the Besios assumed that it modifies all the items. So the discussion is, why should the Chachomim ask it with Rabbanon? Ba'achile, when it's also with Raisa, mitzad is atomic. Uvitrisha omer chomizal. Mitalzim the Yeshnaf kemine b'gzeh azu, the lebe b'itin chticha atma nasin vele. Shesfil ab nafrayim b'sifin tzadik veiz, v'am gilin keim, el bosa b'chol. So in other words, so vitrisha nibach say, true, it's also if you are mivashe, let's say chazer, with chol, so then you're not allowed to eat it anyway because of the Issa of Chaza. But still the Chachomim enacted that it should involve an Issa min Rabbanon and Issa of Bosa B'chol of Tu. So what's the purpose? There is enough to mean it. Let's say a comment from the Fry. So if it is also only because that Cholov has a Talm of the Chaza in it, so we do not say Chachomim in it. We do not take the Ganas in the Leila. And if that Cholov would be Nisari with other Cholov, we wouldn't require Shishi neged the whole Cholov. Masha'in came now that the Chachonim or Misake, that it's also the Rabbona Misak was a Cholov. So you may call it Rabbona Frayim, the Rotteras in the Leila. So there is enough community. So there was a purpose in being Misake that it's also the Rabbona. So the Doku Rabbona on Bozek, Kveirom Kevo Munach, do he got Tam Rabbona Frayim, the Machna was a Cholov. So he doesn't, the Taz doesn't like the Drishes and the Bachs. Pshat. So he says, do you can't tell me that the frame of the machine was from the whole of the Nazi and the Tarabis Assurim, the Nazi and the Fahot machine, the Sosim Shmatis, the Sims like Bates, the Zel Shire come in the Tommy, the Bolabo Hayes being some material. We can have a show, so. Vein Lema, the Rabbon and Gosu was a Lema, the Hats and the Vele, or to show us the whole of the Rice, the King can be Bishop and Noyo and the Xaki, Kim Shi Sahil Yage, Bolabo and Natale, Vein Machmir at the Uves, or Hanama had Lachmir Bose. So the Bach mentions another Afkeminist, why it was necessary for the Chachomim to answer it on the score of the Rabbonon when it's also anyway on the score of the Reis. So he says there is another Afkeminist. So the Aloch is, when do we apply the Aloch of Ticho Yishabit after the Lelech Lebotol? Only when it's also Machmasatzmei, not if it's also Machmasabalua Shemesechei. So if the Chachomim won't be saying that it's also Machmas Becholov, so then it would be only Osa because of Tam Ki Iker, because it was belayed over Osa, let's say, Beimot Meyor Chazer, let's say. So then, so if it would be Nisari, that Chatiche, with other Chatiches, so it would be Osa. Masha'in Ke, it would be both. Because we wouldn't apply the Aloch of Tichu in Yisrabi. But now the Chachomim or Misake, that it's Osa Machmas Bosa Becholov, Bosa Becholov is an Isa Machmas Atzmei. So if that Chatiche, let's say, Chatiche Beimot Teiro, Bosa Beimot Teiro, was cooked in cholov behemot meyo. And then that chatiche that was cooked in cholov behemot meyo would be nisari with other chatiches yom shbiyovich. So afilu melech lebotol. That's another afkimin. ומדבור המילו כשגם כי מה שכל סביב מהיר חומי זר ויש להפקים בכתירו ומשרבי שמסכם שנוח שמקופר ובנסר מחמשקים בהתאם תתאם בוטל מלבד בוס בחולו גם זה נעשי כבר דהוד איך משום בוס בחולו ומתאם שתכנס לעשני רילה כמו בסיאס ושום שי תרס הבייס וסמאק וסבי התרום הדחילים נסבר של בוס בחולו ולעשי כבר של ניסה מה שאין כמיסו איסורים עד כאן לשני וכאן לשי יכולים להקים תהיה איש ביחד מהניסה לרייסים ולא אף תרום לסבוס בחולו משמוח אהב ובוסו
בכל אופשר לא יעקב פונים ויקרים שורץ אמרו אבאים הם שמרו ויסחבי ומרווח כל מה שזכרנו עם מוקד רימה שרבון הם גוזרו שאיליסה יחילו את פוסם בכל אוף ומיני אחות תומי ולמצינו זה בגמורה ולפוסק בכלל אלו בשרים לחוד יש לוקטי וסורבי זה אגיל לי הולץ את בשרים בכל אוף יזמות הרים מן רבונון אין דעד אתה לא עם הולץ ציגי זה בגמור לפוסק כבר, פוסק כבר קודש, וכתה, ועד אדם מסניס נתן בי מטמי לבוטה בשלנוי, ופשרה שעבר להכיר לו יתקיע במוטה, כי מדי שיש סמך מסתומה, שבאמו לא אבטומה אין שום שיוח יש סיסה בזה, ומכן הוא מסניס להזכיר, אלא פושט מנחו תומי, המדישור יסול ממש, אלא בואו למה שכוסף עטור, שאין לו מרבונו מכוי רק הפסרי, ולגיל לו בוסר תומי, וכל אבטומי אימי, רק לעניין של לימוד הבענוי הוא בישו. So when he says, also, the Rabbanon, it modifies only the last type, the last expression. That's Psachai of Eiv, the whole. כמו שכל זה בסיוסף, ומשום הוכה יופי עושה משוכנו, שלא יתה זה. ומיר יחום מזל כוסף די נוחת. ולי נראה שהדין ימי בביר, in other words, the מחבר is white, that he doesn't mention עושה מרבונו נגע ביפסה פני או בכל פני. ופי מה שלמצוא בשם רשאו, בשם רשאו שהגיע ביטור תיבס, לא יקדם מפסח היו, portion of the text in the Torah is follows. V'nei the first line, daf kuflam chesed Torah. V'nei yalo b'teiro kim psar behimot teiro b'chol of teiro. Avo psar teiro b'chol of behimot meyo. Oy bosot meyo b'chol of teiro u'psar chayo. V'ei b'afil b'chol of teiro inon davar. So the mashal put in one word. Avo bosot teiro b'chol of behimot meyo. Oy psat meyo bichilef teiro loy. He inserted loy. So that cut off the other items. You know, from this din upsah when he says in el davar, once you insert one word, avol bosot teiro bichilef beimot meyo. Oy bosot meyo bichilef teiro loy. So there is no mesem chalom. So loy. That means now something else. Upsah hayovei bafilu bichilef teiro inu rabba. So once you insert the term loy, so then there is no ambiguity. Like this, without the term loy, there's an ambiguity. You can explain it in two ways. So you can apply the expression Eino Mid Rabbonon to all the items mentioned. But if you insert the term loy, so then there is no ambiguity. So then we know that now it's a new inyan. Upsar chayomei b'apulo b'chol of teiro Eino Mid Rabbonon. Masheinkin. Bosa Tomei b'cholof Teiro or Bosa Beimo Teiro b'cholof Meio. So that's even with Rabbonon there is no Yisea on the score of Bosa b'cholof, but it's just on the Raise b'achile on the score of Tam Ki Ikea of Tomei. Alright, so he says
ופיזה מה ופי מה שנמצא שמשל שהגיע ביטור טבע סבוי כאילו מפסחה יווי או זה שפת וי ואין כמונת התורה כמו שנאים שיהי שם היתר בישו שיהי שם היתר בישו בבנוי אבל דודים ובשיוסף קוסף ומכל מוקי אבל דודים חגום ממודמיס אבל דבר ובשיוסף קוסף ומכל מוקי נלך לדוגי בכל אופן תהיה סקונה והוא תוי סייפר because the sakone is not helpful so it's detrimental to health so dogging with bosa but dogging with cholov is not detrimental to health wo to say about to lima un bosa ki muska be khaim sin ko fain gimu khin kosos da kilesi she ni sai va bes yosef kam bosa be cholov u vush hetik mo she bes yosef ve in noch in noch so you find certain homes where they make me not to cook fish in milk, but it has no basis. I mean, the only one who is matik that loshin is the levush, but everybody is matik. Poshin is boyer, so he says, v'noah glasses cholov mishkeidim, anichim bo psarei, v'noah 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 Mishkeim. So Joe's this is now. Dam dogging is good. But you know, dam dogging looks like dam behavior. So the name of it's admarasayim, if you have, let's say, a glass with dam dogging and it looks like dam behavior, so it's admarasayim not allowed to drink that blood of the dog. So the mashal deduce from it the same way. It's also admarasayim. Lechil tzarei b'chol of shal shkeim. That's part of the milk. Like part of the milk. Elohim came in nichum nishkeim etzle. Mishum marasai, vidochadro. Because the mashal shiti is, like most poskim, that even vis-a-vis an Isra Rabbonon, there is an Isra of marasai. But the mashal shiti is, that vis-a-vis an Isra Rabbonon, there is no Isra of marasai. Vidochadro, shei raim idam, shemotzimu be Isra Kores, vashein kibos of the Evicholo, shehu de Rabbonon, vafilu bibhim minosar, vodar bishu davke, hilkach lechoshu bozer le marasai. Atka. ואהבתי דברי רמון החיינים, וכבר נסבע שתאמין הקהיל, מכל מוקי נראה שיש להניח לכתחיל השקדים גם את הבשרים. אלו במוקים שאין לו שקדים, אין לו עשר בשביל זה האחרות. וכל מי דאב שלו ותיקון הם מסכנינו. ויסו דוליגורה מכל אבישו, דביסומוך שחושו למר עשי, סולמי לרישות, בכי שיש לכתחיל פודשית אסמאת, נת אומר שיש למשל, לרישית אלו, of many poskim, that even vis-a-vis psareim, so we should be cheshish from Marasai. So we have been English kedi, ein le'eser ha'achile b'shul ze, moi b'chol ovin she b'som, v'chei mashma lo shel ramon, she kosaf yeish lo niach, di mashma b'devet, o yish yef shel ha'niach, lo ima akiv ha'achile b'shul ze. So in other words, so he says that the ramon is only making if you don't have shkedi, to put But if so, you shouldn't refrain from eating just because you don't have shkeidim. Masha'in kein, if you have shkeidim to put on the plate, so then the Ramo will also be made there that we should not eat, you know, of that boso that is a whole of shkeidim without putting shkeidim in the plate. Now, all right. V'nire, also v'asho b'chol of isho b'marasayim nof, v'sikhatav shol botol v'nzor shir. ונראה לפי זה דקול שקיוס רבה שלך תחילה בכל אוב מאו או יפוס אטומי בכל אוב טועה ודווקא פסע והימה ואיתו רבון אני לוחש ונראה לפי זה בדרכי מי שאיש הדיבר הרשבו אלו בכל אוב אישה בצורכי דמיישנה בכל אוב טמאה דימותה בביש ודייטה כאן תמוע מאית So he has the kasha, the Ramo has the kasha against the Rashbo. This is a Chumis Rashbo. That also Lubashal Bechol Ovisho, because of Marasai. So yes, But it's mentioned in the Torah that Bosot Meyo b'chol of Teiro is Muta B'bishn. The Loshen is Muta B'bishn. So it's not Osam Shemar Asayim. Why should Chol of Isho be more Chomor than Chol of Pein? Meyo. So Barak Meishi, Shin Rash Boilu b'chol of Isho b'chol of Hinu, Mashim Chol of Meyo, Muta B'bishn, Vitae Tikam Tomu Ameid. So in other words, so he said, Eino Chanam. So that's the Kasha that he raised against Rash Bo. So what? So here he gives it talents. In other words, so he said that when the Torah said that was a player of Cholov Teo is Muta Bebishl, he means it's Muta Bebishl and the score of Basa Becholov. But on the score of Marisaim it's Osa, but there'll be many Nafkiminis whether it's Osa and the score of Basa Becholov or it's only Osa and the score of Marisaim, because there is Aloha in a hardship situation. You don't have to worry about Marisaim. That's the Aloha. So Memele, when he says Muta Bebishl, he means Muta Bebishl as far as Basa Becholov is concerned. But Marisaim, that's a different kind of Nisa. So there are many situations where you don't worry about Marisaim. So he says, "Vidaiti kan kmo mei do biteres because biteres abayis kos marashu behedi the whole of meyo." It's also in the Chuvim. Muta bebishol vanoye v'lizoch hashuv nisa marisaim v'nira na uli zaiti. They in the kalachim. The nira. So what's the Moshi there? Moshi is in the name the Rashi in Chuvim in biteres abayis says that it's muta bebishol. But he's not discussing marisaim. He's discussing isurim of basa becholo. So he says, but he doesn't like the teretz, the taz. So then there is a kashe. So the kashe of them is outstanding against the Rashbo. How can the Rashbo say that was a player becholov is muter, which mashma muter ligamre, not in moser on the basis of marasayim, but the Rashbo in the Chuvas himself says. The truth is that becholov isho it's osam shemarasayim. So why should Bosot Meyo be more lenient than becholov isho? So he says, "V'nir adayt it zikal lachemer. V'nir adli gosrom shemarasayim el milikoshal achilei kol achad bechut. V'yos dimu li Bosot toya becholov toya. U'mishemoche bebishlum becholov shkeidim. Tzorich laniach shom shkeidim lechatchile. U'v'cholov isho shegam kibuteh kol shepirish v'men." Also, the Vashal in Bosom Shemarasai, Mashim, King Bim, a Hol of Tome, Uya Bosom Tome, in Dingle, the Bosom Hol of Shotel, the Alco, Holy Ghost, who shone in Marasai, came near Lanier's Dieti Borg. So he says, no, there is no Kasha, there is no culture, because we can say that Hol of Visho, Bosom Hol of Visho, is Osom Shemarasai. Why? Because since he boiled it, he cooked it, the whole of Isha, so then he'll be allowed Mikra Vidine to eat that bosom. It's not osir. So Mimele, there can be a lot of marasai, of suspicion, of malignment, of accusations. Because since Mikra Vidine it's Muta Bachile, so someone will notice it, so it's very likely. That if he was Mibashle, so Mimele he'll eat it too, because why shouldn't he eat it? After all, it's Bechol of Isha, so it's not Tosa Bachile. So Mimele, there is a greater possibility and a greater likelihood of Marasayim, of accusation and suspicion. Mashein came when you are Mibashle, let's say, Boso Bechol of Tome. Now, Boso Bechol of Tome, he's not allowed to eat it anyway, and we are not dealing with Avayoni. Because if we are dealing with the Ayonim, so what's the purpose of telling him it's also Mishmarasayim to be Masha? He is an Aval. So you're not dealing with our Ayonim here. So Mimele, it's not also Mishmarasayim. Why? Because what kind of Marasayim can there be? He's not going to eat it anyway. No one will see. He's not an Avalian. Now, this Boso that he was Mivashel in Hall of Tomei, so he's not going to eat it. So why was he Mivashel? Maybe he wants to give it to a Goy. If there is a Goy who likes Boso that is cooked in Chol of Tome. He likes that kind of boso. So Mimele, the likelihood of Marasayim is much less than here. So Mimele, over there is no Isa of Marasayim. Mashayim came when you're Mevashel, Bechol of Isha. So there is a greater possibility of Marasayim, of suspicion and accusation. Because Mikredine will be allowed to eat at Chol of. So he might notice it, so you'll know, since he intends to eat it, so the person who saw him being mivashel somehow might find out that he was cooking it not to give it to be eaten by a goy, but he cooked it to be eaten by himself. So there is a greater possibility of marasai. This is what he says. V'nir zayt nizak kol achilek. V'nir ligosu shemarasai el mir kosher achilek. Kol echad mechudos deim libos atoyah v'cholav toyah. U'mishemochem bishlom cholav shkeidim. Tzorach laniach shom shkeidim chatchilek. U'v'cholav vishe shekam kibuta kol shepirus emenu. Osu levashol libos av shemarasai. Mashein kim mimacholav tomei abos av tomei. Ein zah deim libos av cholav shalteirim. V'al koch ligosu shom narasai. Kein nir al daite bo. El shein biyodi lohokil ma meshech niramo. So in other words, so he is disposed to say that it's muta lechatchilek to be mivashel.
to Mivashir, Bosa Mechalov Tamei. Because there is very little Marasayin Shaykh. Because he's not going to eat it anyway. And the Kolmok in Poshet Beinai, if he say, Kol Shri Sheish Lesam de Marasayin, Livashu Psarei Mechalov, Shekozo Mirabon Beheti, Isa Bosa Mechalov, Ulchatane Hal Bemes de Reis, Vichay Mashma, Vichay Nartimation, Bosa Mechalov, Goratvei mit mit mir aber halt und loik mach was aber wo ist was er mutter nach sei mich in mir kre die warte mit sie mit pomp schnacht bin ich soll ich nicht so du wusch ist mat hier to be mir wasche auf sei wir halt now of course he's not going to be the wasche in hall of in order to be eaten by Jew it's because that's what some gabono so he's mir wasche auf sei wir halt in order to give it to goy so du wusch ist mat and it's not also mich mal sei so it says no it is also mich mal sei it is also mal sei ויסו דורילו ידע לחלק וצריך משל בהימו ובאמס פלוקת את הלוי ויסו דמשל כוס המפריך לבוסו דבצרי פיקלו מחשטווי שלו יתלוימה בצרי בכל אפשרי כלל מזרוי לעד כמה שני ולא שלכתחילה שזוך הרמו כאן וכן בסומוך גם בכל אבני צור ינביש לו נראה שנסחבים שיש לזוי הבימוקים שיצריר הגודל אבל בימוקים צריך לרפואה אף שאין סקונה בדובו יש להתיה בישלו בכל אוב במה שאינו איסר הכי לאום דרבונו וכל שכמחול אוף דמי אוי בוסטומי כן יהיה לנדייטי so in other words so even though he passes that there is an איסר of מרסאי but במוקים צירה גודל like we are free in a hardship situation then we don't have to worry משום מרסאי what's the פשעת after all מרסאי the Gemara learns out from the פוסק ואיסר מקימה לשם ישראל so מרסאי is an איסר דרייסה so how is it that in a hardship situation where it's needed to be before so then we don't worry about Marasayin the answer is the Yisr of Yisr Nikim Adishem Yisrael is only an Yisr to maintain a clean record vis-a-vis the people that's the pshat in Yisr Nikim Adishem Yisrael that the person every Jew is mechuyev to maintain a clean record he shouldn't expose himself to suspicion and all kinds of accusations. So it's not that, let's say, when a person goes into a Tvefer restaurant to make a telephone call. So it's not the going in is the Maiseisa. The going in is not the Maiseisa. It's the fact that the person is not makpid and maintaining for himself a clean record, a reputation, a good reputation. So mele, if a person is makpid, but in a hardship situation, let's say, he goes into a restaurant, a Tvefer restaurant, to make a telephone call. So then he's not even of the Yisr Nikim Adishem Yisrael. The Yisr Nikim Adishem Yisrael does not imply a Nisa against every act that might lead to a certain suspicion. It only implies a Nisa that the Gavre should not act in a way that he exposes himself to suspicion. But if the Gavri is makpid, but in certain hardship situation, he has no other alternative but to do something that might expose himself to criticism. Let's say it's a very important telephone call. A very important telephone call. And let's say if he's not going to make his telephone call, so his wife will be aggravated and she'll have a lot of aggravation. So it's on the road. So then he can be allowed to stop on the road and make a telephone call. Because the gavre is makpid and maintaining a clean record. But because in certain situations he doesn't. So that's why he's matia. Bimokim tzira godl. So he says, Bimokim tzira godl. It's not. It's not that the refuah is there. The posik of Yisr Nikim Adishem Yisrael implies that the person should be a knocking. So if he always keeps away from chashat, but in certain hardship situation, he does something that exposes himself to chashat. So mele, that means that he is knocking Adishem Yisrael. So melee is not even. Avim Mashayim came, let's say, the special Yisurim Gabi Shabbos. So there it's a special Yisrael. So even in a hardship situation it would be Yisrael. Let's say the Yisrael that you're not allowed to let a behemoth walk out with the belt. And yet on Shabbos, so there, even in a hardship situation, it would be Yisrael. Because there is a special Yisrael. Mashayim came in other situations, it's only a general Yisr of Yisr Nikim Adishem Yisrael. And the posik of Yisr Nikim Adishem Yisrael implies only that a Jew is mechuyev to be nokim in Israel. So what does that mean? Nokim in Israel, it means if he doesn't care, he goes into a trade restaurant and he says, what do I care? Some people will say that I'm a goy, that I'm a vayim, I don't care. Then he's eva v'yisanikim Hashem Yisrael. But if a person is makbid, that people shouldn't be cheshevim, but in certain situations, hardship situations, he has no other alternative except to do it, then he's not eva. That's the reason as to why the Taz says, b'mokim tzeragot. In other words, not for just for convenience, not just for convenience sake, not, but let's say if it is for the purpose of preventing a lot of aggravation on the road, then he has a heter, but not for the purpose of convenience, that's not a tzeragot. So then he's eva. So that's why he emphasizes. Avu mokim tzirach lefui afshe se kadu avu yesh lahata bishul v'cholom ba meshinisa achila min rabonon v'kol shkum cholof tmei yehu boso tomei. But there are other parts. So he says ba meshinu yisar achila min rabonon. But the other nisa kelim amati, not only in connection with psarim v'cholom, even in connection with behema, psar behema too. If it's only a question of magasayim, meyikra ledine itnatoseh, so we mokim tzirach gotu like v'tzirach lefuo, the shach is mati. Okay. We have to go start the shach. This is from the beginning of Sifah Zayin. All right, now, Sifah left from the shach. She knows about the Rav Bishul. Reina, Rabbi Rav Kokush, and Michal, she knows the Rav Bishul. So it's not just on the rise, it's only just on the Rabbana. Kol was in the Cholov, she knows about the Rav Bishul. That means that if Boso was kovush with the cholov, so it's only also b'achil, it's not also b'anoi. Because the Rabbi was a tail. Tu v'isaheta klalam lamed dinhei, v'chim da'as amchava. V'sit gimu, v'sarim b'cholov shinosa b'achil el b'drabun al muta b'anoi, af b'drabun. So in that part, because b'cholov is more kal than shorisur, because by shorisur there is no union of bishul. The important thing is bleed. So melee. If let's say the melee will be kovush with the heter, so the heter will become a something rice. Because what difference does it make? How the tam is absorbed? Masheinke abos becholov. So only when is it a something rice? Only when the tam is absorbed for bishul. So melee, if you soak meat with meat in milk, in cold milk for 24 hours, so it's below the tam of milk, but it's not a something rice. So since that is mitaraisa, so it's mutabanoye, and you are allowed to do it. V'chein da'as harob, is if ha'achim, v'chumit se'i kufyit gim. V'chein da'as haramba, periktes l'machol sa'asuras, din da'al lehek, that psari v'cholov is mutabanoye. V'chein bi'a dvor v'firosh amish, periko apost. V'chein pirosh harab amagit ha'iti. V'chkach ha'im bin marshal, periko l'trein v'simen kuf, v'shua ha'achim, din da'as haramba. V'loi kimo shikos v'abar, din da'as haram, psari v'cholov. It's not like that. Rambam Shiti is Psarim v'cholov if mutabanoi. Umashi kosa b'dei chakleim adahai l'bashel echlu v'o shafto l'misichu. V'chei kosa b'mordechai pirikim amidim. So the Mordechai pirikim amidim says that yeish mishei meia v'bosa shekobush v'cholov hari osa b'anoi. Abov yeish lo. So in other words, so the Mordechai mentions his shita to the contrary. But the Mordechai himself is chichich lehok. V'chein kosa amod ha-perik imamin. V'agoy zash ha-perik basher ha-mezor. Meyo zowa. Da'al b'kobu she'al b'mulichem muta ba'anoi. V'chein kosa amchaba l'kabel sopsi mitzad ekalem. V'udib l'ogo she'im b'bis Yosef shom. U'marshal shom chol ha-kal zeli v'or mechok. Even though the marshal himself admits that according to the Rambam, whenever something is also only with the Rabbonon, there is no Yisra Anoye, and there is no Yisra Bishlo, Psarim Becholov is Mitra Anoye, according to Rambam, but he passes not like the Rambam, the Mashal. And there is such a shite in the Mordechai also, mentioned in the Mordechai. Avo Psar Tmeyo, Bosoteiro, Becholov Tmeyo. So there is no Yisra Obasu Chol. Lo Shinatu, Avo Bosoteiro, Becholov Tmeyo, Becholov Tmeyo, Oy Bosoteiro, Becholov Tmeyo, Psachayo Veiv, Avo Becholov Tmeyo, Aino, the Rabbon. So we saw that there are two possible interpretations in Einyan Drabonon. One is that the Einyan Drabonon modifies only the last expression, the last clause, and another interpretation is that it modifies all the preceding expressions. Because of Abbas Yosef, Die Masche kosse feine jelen dragonel, die moze koeier lechaio weig, bicholof teo, die liposa teo bicholof meo iif, die aschachan shel school chachome bachilo, mishe moze bicholof, wie gam lohoi hien loosrim de breer, acha she kvosa meime, igna atere, mishe moze tome, yicholof tome. So first of all, it's never mentioned, it's not mentioned in any place in the Gemara, that the chachome maser, and the score was a bicholof, bosa meo bicholof teo, or vice versa. And then, why should the chachome maser? What would be the purpose? It's also bachilo anyway. Likachtikin kanaloshim yofikim. Elo shabach isik alo nefupilish that turos lash minon. The mikol mokim drabun nasu gom shimbo sabachol. So the Bes Yosef's interpretation of the Torah is that the expression Eliel drabun on modifies only the less preceding expression. It doesn't modify all the expression. Mashein kein the Bach, he says that this Eliel drabun on modifies all the preceding expressions. It has reference to Bosot Meir B'Cholof Teir or Bosot Teir B'Cholof Meir. Alright. El Shabbach is equal to Pius Atos Lashminu Mikol Mokim Rabbonu Osom Shibos B'Cholof. So what's the purpose? We naftimini li yechtich en Asis Nevi. Like this, it's also a Bachila anyway. But the naftimini is we gab yechtich en Asis Nevi. According to the Arab Nefraim Shem. This really didn't know Bosot B'Cholof. Now this is the Tur Shikim. The Tur Paschus Arab Nefraim. V'chim li yechtich oil is Chabot. So when do we apply the law of tichul eschabeit only with samach masatzmei, but not to a case where it's also samach masabelula shemizik. So because of this, the rabbonon, so min rabbonon, it's considered also samach masatzmei. So the mele, if bosot meil was cooked together with cholov tehiro, and this chatichal was nisarig with 1,000 other chatiches yomish biyomish, so everything will be osir. In other words, that the precious pshat and the bach's pshat in the Torah is not right. The vadai lo yashachon bishum duchte, v'gam lo yishtam etchad ma'apeskim nichtike, v'gam pirshara shem aron v'aram mashmal hedin les b'yisam shimbos b'cholof v'alaf v'un rabonon, v'gam intam kval shachon yisru b'shimbos b'cholof, v'di shleimeh v'bo psarim shayach shafir zira shimu yeich v'n bosarim b'cholof v'yichun gam kipsar b'yim b'cholof v'chos v'aram b'bishom. Aber ma yinil ligze, after all, chachon do not make new yisurim. Chachom not make new yisurim. According to the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, if Beis Din HaGadol makes a new yisur, just like that, not as a shiur, but just like that, just to be machmir, and makes a new yisur. So Beis Din HaGadol is eivir bal teis. So how about all the takones and all the gzeiros? All the gzeiros of the Chazal? The answer is, there the Chachomim enacted certain things as a shiur, to prevent a Jew from being able to rise. But in this case, it's not shayach to say siyog. What kind of a siyog is it? He's also made a rise to eat it anyway. What kind of a siyog? So what is the justification for the chachomim? Asering on the score of the rabbonon when it's also anyway made a rise. Aber mai yilik there, shepsar behemo. Teiro b'cholof meyo. או יפרה, יסם שבוסו בחולו. דובר לבו חלק למקח שנימיני. כי מדבר לבו חושם שם בוסו, או יכול לפת מהיר. וזה נראה כמובן זה מסיס יוסף, מה שקוסה, וגם לא יהיה לא עושה. זה לא יפרה שקוסה בו שנה בח, דו כבר עושה בחיל נעתירו, ולא יהיו צריכו להגזר עולו. ואם יש שם מסיס יוסף בולי מה, דין אף כמיני בדובו. אם הוא עושה משם בוסו בחולו ולא, כי אם שכבו עושה נעתירו, ככה איש של אף כמיני. אלא כמובן זה מסיס יוסף יתברשת. נדבר את בח הסיומית, that the whole raya of the Bes Yosef is because why should the Chachomim misaken et ha-kone that is futile? I mean, they don't fulfill any purpose. It's also really what the raya say, so what will the Chachomim accomplish? So the Bach says they did accomplish. Naftimine ligabe chtichol yul ischabe, naftimine is ligabe chtichol nasas nevele. So the Shach says, this is not what the Bes Yosef meant. But the Bes Yosef, he might have meant that too, but he meant it's much more profound than that. In other words, what the Bes Yosef meant was, the Chachomim do not make new takones, they never answer new things that Midrash says is muter. When the Chachomim do answer, it's as a siyog, as a sanction, as a preventive, you know, as a deterrent against becoming involved in nichshol, in isur Midrash. But in this case, there is no need for a preventive. He's also to eat the same chatich anyway, Midrash. Alright. אבל כבר נצא בשביל זה מדרשתי, וכי ניקל לדיני, בשגם שכתיכו לו ישחה בתגוב ועבוד רבונות. אמין את זה, יצאנו מתמרו, ולחכומים שבין ניסקי, that בוסות מאירו בחולוב תאירו, שבכמוס את רבונות נזכור בוסות בחולוב, because of the nafkimine of nidabich tichu in ischabi, when the whole halak of tichu in ischabi, the whole of the bottle is in rabbanu mikaloche. So the chachamim should go so far and to be misak in them. Or come to you, the matrish is because of the same dvor, shall she die in koshen, shall we see them shoe mokim shibos a tiro, b'chalof meyo yifre, yish bi isa rabbanu, b'shin asin bilu rabbanu, atka. Alright. Upsa, chayo behi, b'afilu the whole of tiro, muta b'bishol b'anon. Das am chabeya, ליפסחאי אוהי פיוס אבחיל אפל דער בישו אלע מיט רבונו און מיט באנו יום בישו לגמרי נאל מי האב ווי יא פרי מנדומאס ווי האב וואן מנדומאס איז רבקיב אין די בישל דאפ קופיר גימו לחום אין רבקיב זייז דא דיס דא גאנצע וואס בחולוב פלייז אונלי די צאב היי מיט בחולוב בוט איט דוזנט פליי מיט רייז די פסחאי בחולוב או דא פסחאי בחולוב בוט מיט רבונו רבקיב זייז דא ויז די סאב וואס בחולוב בין אין דה קייס פון פסחאי בחולוב בין אין דה קייס פון פסחאי בחולוב רב יייס יא בלילי איי אן אין וואן רספקט איז מור מאכן And he says, Psachayo b'cholov, he's also with reise. Mashin ki psachayo b'cholov, he's not also with reise, it's in mutam d'rabon. Rabon. And then there is a Rabbi Yenesini Mechilte, who says that bein psachayo b'cholov, bein psachayo b'cholov, he's also with reise. Now, there are some Rishenim who say that the Chachomim, agree with Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva, since the Mishnah mentions Rabbi Akiva in Chum, that means the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Yenesi. Agree with Rabbi Yenesi. And that is stays for Shite, that Kuf Dalet, that we pass like Rabbi Yenesi, because the Chachomim also agree with Rabbi Yenesi. So maybe we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. If it had been just a machleike between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yenesi, so our Lord can't give him a chabere. But if it's a machleike, if the Chachomim agree with Rabbi Yenesi, so it's a machleike between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim, so Yochid and Rabbi, Halachic Rabbi. So that's the shite that the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Yenesi. That the Yisabas of Cholov and Reise applies to Psachayu B'cholov and to Psarei B'cholov. Mimele teise daf kudal et b'chum paskos like that. Mashein kim of Dada Rishenim, they say that the Halachi is like Rabbi Akiva. That Psachayu B'cholov and Psarei B'cholov are not Tosam Reise, but in Rabbono. Both are all there. So here what Mechaber also says. אפילו לאחר דעס המחה בפסח היום ואיפי נוסע מאכילה אפילו לרבישל אלו מדרבו לבות ואני לא יהיה בישל לגבו ומשל בא בחתו לעצמי דבר מעבי בגו שם יבורי ומה שכוסר כושר לא הוקר נגד התייסס לקח פוסקו לפסח חיו ואי ביכולות לרייס because תייסס פסקים סלק רבינס לא הכל את תייסס לי לחחוב ובספרי הזקת דברים הם שם דרבונו מדרבונו מדעשס ואיבייס ישום שכי דעס הרבה פוסקים אי ושאף מעביר לי כלומר לשכו שלו נגד התייסס שלו יחיל פינה אחת פסרי ביד אבל מיין אולי דיני פסרי בכל עובדי רבון on other words, because תייסס says that it's also a to eat it's also a to eat גבינו אפת פסרי and תייסס says that so תייסס says it is definitely also a to eat גבינו אפת פסרי because we pass like the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva that there is a person of Cholov and Reise applies to Psarim the Cholov. We may be tezol the Chumres, the Rabbonon. Rabbonon, so you're not allowed to eat Gvino after Psarim. But Teishas doesn't mean that this thing that it's also had to eat Gvino after Psarim depends upon the question as to whether Psarim the Cholov is Reise or Rabbonon. It could be that even if we assume that Allah is like Rabbi Akiva, Psarim B'cholov is only Rabbonon. But still, all the Chumras, the Rabbonons, that the Chachomim applied to Psar Behemo B'cholov, apply also to Psarim B'cholov. Except the Teisves, in view of the fact that Teisves holds that we pass like Rabbi Yenesi like Chachomim, Psarim B'cholov in Reise. So mainly he has a very good reason as to why it's also hard to eat but the same aloha of Teisa, the same sheet of Teisa that it's also to eat Gvino Efta Psareiv could hold true even if we pass like Rakive. So mainly when the Mari says that we cannot ignore Teis Veshite, he doesn't mean we cannot ignore Teis Veshite vis-a-vis Psareiv Becholov Terais Rabbanon. The Marine means we cannot ignore the Shitel Gabe, the question of eating Gvino after Pesachim. And that could be true even if we don't pass like a minister. ושאף מרגיל קבלת כל שלו הכלגת יש לך מידה חפש רעי פייד אבל מי לידי נפסרים וכל מיני רבון שאי כל זה דקוי שערי דו וסינס המחתץ ביצים גמורים מוטה לא אוכלו בכל אוף משום שרי בכל אוף דרבון אני כאילו זה מרגיל זה דקוי שערי דו וסינס because now the ביצים that even if the certain ביצו that is found in מי התנגילס does not have the bin of color so מילה So what kind of a so when you eat it with challah, so it couldn't be more stringent than sarim challah before the beitzim. So mele, so we see that Agoy Shadur himself holds the sarim challah is a rabbon. We have shatis with stone dinachlas dinach sarim was it sarim challah the raisi. Uvene si shlima der acher. Die Abbe meide keine Psa, ey, wie cholob der Abbe, ose lechi, wie no miad acho. Ulchi li kamo, nesimem pites, wie hod ito na agre, ey, fuk vino necholi ba fikore. How is it the same Hashem say that you are allowed to eat dvino after psari? Why? Because of the memory. Dav kudalit, the memory of agre, Eifu kvino necholim ba'apikur. What is ba'apikur? I mean hefka. You can eat cheese and chicken hefka way. I mean like hefka. So, there are some Rishayim who say that means like hefka. In other words, it's indiscriminately. You don't have to worry which you eat first and which later. You can eat now chicken and then half an hour later you can eat kvino. That's the pshat ba'asam Rishayim. But that pshat is not mulchach. There could be another pshat that when it says apikuren in a hefka way, that means indiscriminately, it means. So he says, God it on a hag, he will be a whole apikuren. Mifashino kmoishen forish a rabba mizyayit, he will be Yosef Zimen Pites. So then it will be psa behemo is also muta. The psa behemo is also muta. Vori yish lechalik. Now, there is, if it is very, you know, if it is a gvino kosher, so then there is a halacha that you have to wait 6 hours if it's a gvino kosher. But not today, not our cheeses. Our cheeses are not considered gvino kosher. But bismaneim, so they had a gvino kosher. So then you're not allowed to eat gvino kosher. And then sabheimo. But to eat gvino and then chicken, that is all right. Mashenkin likabe. Our gvino, so not only eichel gvino ma'akein ofis mutea, that you should wait after the gvino, 6 hours. But he has reference to gvino kosher, so mele gvino ma'akein psa behemo is osea, but gvino ma'akein is mutea. Ma'akein kinei ma'akein gvino is osea. Is osea, if you don't psa behemo is osea. Void is the Halim Ham Gab, by Kosovo Rambam, Sipi, and Vismo has Mamlin, Shaye, Sarim, the whole of us in Natere, even about this. Abodogim, Hagovim, name of Bisa from Gabon. So the Levush mentioned that it's also if Niasakone to eat dogim with milk. And that is not so, only dogim with meat, but not dogim with milk. Kosovo Terazo, Vizal Shayim, Kobok, and Lachon Dogim, Holo, Niasakone. כמו שמזכוי בר החי, ובהם מסתים שעה בסיוסף רצקן, אבל הוא טועס, כלומר ניסקה שם הוא דוגים בוסר עושם של סקונה, אבל בכל אופי שמענו ראינו, וכל ימי וימי נהגים לנו אחרי, ובאש הדוגים בכל אופי לכן, גם דעקימי שהיא סיפר בסיוסף, ולכן בסיפר בר שבע, הוא שור אחרים, השיגו לו בזה, גם בשעס, כי זה צילי מה שבהדי לזבי אפילו של סקונה, האנשון והוא פשוט. נא, רבו עושה זמינו אגולה,